Good morning and welcome to the Daily Dose. Asian risk assets taking the cue from the weak US trading session overnight, while Japanese indices posted losses across the board. US Treasury bond yields lower at 3.17%, UK gilts faring well, strengthening to 1.45%, while Italian BTP is once again wider by 3.5 basis to 3.43%. The USD is maintaining its strength against the euro as anxiety about the outcomes of the Brexit negotiations and Italian budget talks with the EU wane. Former Federal Reserve Chairperson Janet Yellen anticipates the Fed will boost rates 3 or 4 additional hikes to stabilize the unemployment rate, commenting at a forum in Beijing. India's retail CPI inflation registered another downside surprise and remaining below the RBI's medium-term target of 4% for the third straight month. Headline inflation slowed to 3.3% in October from a downwardly revised 3.7% in September. Food inflation remained benign, although core CPI inflation edged up, led by a sharp uptick in health and household goods and service segment. IGBs rallied, strengthening to 7.7%, providing some relief for investors, together with the INR showing some signs of stability at 72.58 against the US dollar. The spread on top-rated Indian corporate bonds, or AAA, over the government securities has jumped to near the widest since July 2017. Bank of China is marketing its first offshore bond that backs projects in the Greater Bay Area covering Hong Kong, Macau, and mainland China. The deal offers 5 tranches in 4 currencies, namely the US dollar, Chinese yuan, Hong Kong dollar, and Macanese pataka. Export-Import Bank of Thailand has released guidance on their senior unsecured floating rate bonds maturing 5 years at 3 months LIBOR plus 115 basis. The issuer is rated BAA1 BBB+, and the bond also carries a similar rating. Argentina's credit score slid deeper into junk after S&P Global Ratings cut its assessment, citing the deteriorating economic trajectory. The rating has lowered by 1 notch to B, 5 levels below investment grade, bringing in line with the grades given by Moody's Investor Service and Fitch Ratings. The outlook is stable on expectations the government will carry out measures to stabilize the economy over the coming 18 months, S&P cited. NMC Healthcare Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of NMC Health, rated BA1 BB+ by Moody's, S&P both stable, one of the world's top 10 healthcare operators by market value, and a FTSE 100 company has mandated Emirates NBD Capital and other banks for a potential 5-year rated US denominated Reg S only registered senior unsecured guarantee sukuk offering. Thank you.